Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Justin Matabike met with the media as the Ravens count down to Saturday's meeting with the Steelers.
As a team, you've gotten all the goals you can accomplish in the regular season, number one seed, AFC. As a team, how do you approach this final game?
It's just like any other week. We just plan for the opponent, go out there and practice. It's just like any other game. We lost to this team before, so we're definitely looking forward to getting a dub and just finishing the season strong.
So. Justin, John told us tomorrow will not be playing Saturday. Do you feel like there will be guys on defense who campaign to play? They will kind of want to, some people, whether it's for contract reasons, some people, whether it's just to keep the momentum going, some people just don't like taking time off.
Yeah, I'm not really sure on that. Whoever coach tells or feels like shouldn't play was going to play, and whatever the case is, everybody will be ready to go. And that's just where it is at that. So,
for you personally, would you like to play kind of your normal workload to sort of stay sharp, or what's your view of that whole subject?
At the end of the day, I'm here to play football. So, depending on what coach wants to do, if he wants me to play, then I'll play for sure. I'll be ready to go. If he doesn't, then I'll be out. That's just basically how I see it.
Justin, you had mentioned several weeks ago, 15 sacks in goal. Is that still the goal?
Yeah, I said it, so yeah, for sure. But I don't put my whole focus on it. I just go out there and just play ball, try to get the quarterback, do my job, and the rest will take care of itself. That's how I see it.
Justin, I know you guys are focused sort of the individual games. I'm just wondering if there's ever a feeling where it feels like, where you take a moment to sort of feel like, yes, this is. You're set up to make a deep run and to go all the way. Does that ever enter your mind, or does that feeling ever come up?
Oh, for sure. At the end of the day, we're here to – we have one goal, is to win that big one. And, I don't really get too far into it, but I just take it one day at a time and one opponent at a time. So that's the ultimate goal, but obviously we can't just jump into that. We have to take it step by step, so.
Just in this regular season finale, knowing that some guys may not, some guys aren't going to play, and you've got the number one seed locked up and the playoffs are on the floor. How do you kind of just approach this game, but also wanting to make sure that you are mentally and physically at your best come playoff time?
I just see it as any other game, to be honest. Some guys are going to be up, some guys are going to be down, but at the end of the day, the guys are up are going to be ready to go, take care of your bodies, keep your routine going, and just do your 111 to win the game.
You obviously, you weren't here in 2019, you came the year after.
Yeah.
What is your sense of what that 2 weeks leading up to the playoff game are going to be like? What do you feel like you need to do with those 2 weeks?
Just get rest. Take some more time with your family and this, that, and the third, but obviously keep football number one. Get rest, take care of your body, and get ready to go, because it's coming fast. So the games are coming fast, so you just have to take care of your body and make sure you're available.
Justin, from when you first got here, when did you – you knew of Lamar Jackson, what he was like before you got here, but then to see him – was there some moment in camp, was there a moment in the game or something where you were like, oh, my God, that really is – he is that different?
Yeah, I think it was like the first day in practice. He just quick, throw on a dime. He just does it all. So to see him in real life is he's one of the best, not only players but people as well. That's my guy. So yeah, it was like that. That's crazy to say that. Yeah.